Or the midi dlanim is to take a bite into an apple. That's not so me is to take it out again. Why do we say yes, take it out? Let's leave it inside the mouth, just push it to one side, and then say the bracha. Levorach. Tegmo Rav Yitzchok is koyed, kai made the Rav Yosef, baravin, mishmed Rav Yechanon, mishum shenema, the posik says, yemalei pi tilo secho. They are supposed to give tehillah, kaidot, a kodesh bracha with a full mouth. So it's better to take the apple out of your mouth and then make the brocha, whereas rather having the apple inside, it's not called yemalei pi tilo secho. You're not giving hoidor with a full mouth. You said, what then? You're not supposed to be eating when you're making the brocha. You shouldn't have chewing gum in your mouth. It's supposed to be yemalei pi tilo secho, full mouth, she said hoidor. Boim name Rav Chisda. Misha ochal vishosa. Somebody ate and drank. Volei derech, he forgot to make a brocha rishoina. Mahu. Does he have any eitzah now after he drank the water or ate? Does he have an eitzah now to make a bracha rishoina after he already got finished eating it? That's the shayla. Omalahu, so Rav Chisda answered back, Mi she'ochal shum, somebody ate garlic, v'reichoi noidif, and it's smelling a lot from his mouth, is the yachsa v'yeichu shumachar? Should he go and eat more shum? Should he eat more garlic? Today I'll have even more smelling come out of his mouth. So the Pasha Pshan of Chizdir is, he's saying, what happened? Somebody started to eat without making a bracha. So he thought, the shaila is, can he continue eating without making a bracha? So he answered back, Avada, no. Continue eating, Avada, you have to stop and make a bracha. Because you did like one thing wrong, you put shum, you put garlic in your mouth and got a bad smell. We'll let you do, you should do it again, take again garlic and it would have a bad smell in your mouth. Avada, not. Here also, if you took already one bite, there's no heter to take another bite. Kur as posh pshan Rav Chisda. He didn't answer back real to the point. They asked him a question, if you ate, can you make a bracha now? So Kur's Terence says that, from Mikan Labor, if you're going to continue eating, Avada go make another bracha. Amar Ravina, so Ravina says from this, Hilkach, from your moshul or from your din, I even take it further. Afilu goma sudosoi yachta bivorach. Ravina holds, I observe the slur is, even if you finish eating, and you're not getting anything more, still yachsav yivorach. You should go back and make a bracha over it. You should make a bracha. Even though you finished eating, you can still make a bracha rishonah. What's Ravina's raya? Titania. Toval, somebody went to the mikvah, the ola, and after they came up from the mikvah, is oima baliyosai baruch hashek rishonah v'mitzayisav v'sivonu ala tfilah. They first make the bracha on the tfilah after they come up from the mikvah. So you see, if you did the mitzvah, it's possible to make a bracha. Here also, after you ate, it's still possible to make the bracha rishonah. So the Gemara v'lohi, no, there's no tzushtel. It's not a good tzushtel to tefillah. Hosam by tefillah, the reason why we let you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah, because mikora gavra lechazi. There are certain cases that before you go to the mikvah, you're not ready to make the bracha. We'll soon see, like Rashi learns, if it's a balkeri. A balkeri is also the divritari, is also to make brachas a balkeri. So before he goes to the mikvah, he's not allowed to make the bracha. Therefore, first he has to go to the mikvah, and then he's first roy to make the bracha. So in this case, by tefillah, we let them make the bracha after they did the mishnah. Avahocha, mashenke, by shar mitzvahs, or else here, by birchas hanena, where before you ate the apple, you were supposed to make the bracha, mikor agarv chazi. Before you started to eat, you were garv that was chazi to make the bracha. Here the svari is hoyu v'yidchi. Since you missed it, you did not make the bracha rishonah before you started to eat, is yidchi. That you can't make the bracha anymore, there's no more eitzah now to make the bracha, and that's where we hold the halacha. Now once you already ate it, and you're not going to eat anything more, a bracha rishon you can't make. A bracha achron you could make. If you drank a revius, or you ate a kezayis of the food, then you can make a bracha achronah. But a bracha rishon is only before you ate. Once you're finished eating, you can't make the bracha rishon anymore. So Rashi says, Yatzor v'yoichol shum achar. Kadesh Yasmiach Yoiser? Is that a svar? You should take more garlic to make yourself smell more klema. Yoiser al sichonai? So we have the gist in Rashi v'yasa brachal of Atola. And of Izzah, you'll be making a brachal of Atola. So Mashal says in the grain that doesn't belong here in this part of Rashi. And the Mashal learns Pshan Rashi is, like we said, that he meant to say, if you're in the middle of eating, and at the beginning of the eating you forgot to make a bracha. So there's no hectic to continue eating without making a bracha. Since you did one thing wrong, you should do something more wrong. That was what Chisda answered. And Ravina answered back even further. Ravina said that even though you finished eating, still you can make a bracha rishonah. Trashi mi shochel v'shosov le'derech lifneihem koi ha'brichas ha'maitzi brichas hayayin. is mar shiyas le'achar achilu b'shtiyah. Hilkach, kivon de im niska b'yemtza. Yochol v'orech, this is what Ravina said more than Rav Chisda. You, Rav Chisda, said that if you remind yourself in the middle of eating, stop then and make a brachom for what you're going to eat. Zot Ravina, hilkach, kivon de im niska b'yemtza. Since if you remember in the middle, yochol v'orech, even in the case where you finished eating everything, still you could continue in making the bracha. And what was his rai? His rai was from tefillah. Ala tefillah, alma afagal de toval, heavy bracha. Even though you already went to the mikvah, and you're coming up now after the mitzvah, still you can make a bracha. That was Ravina's tushta, who would do my bracha sanene? Even though you already ate the food, you had the anoy, you can still make a bracha. And the Gemara Hossa Mikora Loichazi. They over there before he wasn't Roy. The Roy of Tfilois Mishum carry him. That's Rashi's Pshat. Roy of Tfilois is the men going there about carry. Or about carry in Asura Mebrachas. Like we had the Gemara before, Shem Divrei Torah. Kedamina Perik Mishum Esu. That Mitkronis Ezra. Or about carry is not allowed to say Brachas, not allowed to say Divrei Torah. Vidochu Mikora Lavichoi. So since Pshat he went to the Mikri, he wasn't Roy to make the Brachon, that's not called the Vichoi. Later when it comes right to make the bracha, we let him make the bracha. Aval hai, over here by the bracha sanene, mi kori chazi. Before you started teeth, you should have made the bracha. V'chivon the gamrinon, since you finished, itchi. V'hoyel v'yitchi itchi. Since you missed it, you can't make up for it. You can't make a bracha rishayna after you finished eating. That's where we hold aloha. Right. Tana rabbonin. Asparagus. This type of a drink, we'll soon see it has either wine inside or type of beer inside. This type of a drink is yof for the lave, it's good for the heart, the table of nine, good for the eyes. The choshchen of nine. Avad is good for the digestive system. It's good. For rogel boy, yof for the chogufen. If you have a lot of it, it's good for chogufen. Ba'mishtakri menu, but if you drink too much and become shikr, then kosh le chogufen. It's too much of it is no good. So drashi, asparagus, kais. Some type of a drink they had every morning. They used to eat drink at the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. It was good for refuah. So the Gemara, since we say it's something that's good for the lave, so Raya was talking about wine, because wine is something that's good for the lave. And it says it's also good for the kishkis, for the inside. For the Gemara of Atanya Kashfinis, we learned about asparagus, Atanya Lalayit Yofa. For these Simonim, Musun Sin Rashi, Lamed Ayin Tes, it's good, and the Ramat, Kosher. But for Reish Mem Tes, it's bad. Sri Rashi. The Becham Raskinan. The Yarmin Lakamon, the Shmaite, and asparagus, Lalayit Yofa. That for these things is good. The Yokiminon, the Shal Yain. If you have Yain and this drink, then it's good. The Simalat, what is this, late? Is the drink with the yain inside is good for the heart, ayin is good for the eyes, and tchil is good for the milk. The chol shchel of neimayin, a kushihi, klema, v'decham reketoni, the chol shchel of neimayin. For a tanya lekamon ramat kosher spargish or yain, v'sima ramat rosh mayim tachtonius. Hey, so for the mayin, for the digestive system, you see it's no good, this asparagus. So it's a kasha. If you say now you have yain inside it, the kur with the yain, we say it's kosher. Shh. We say it's kosher, the light, we say. So Zayiv is kosher, so it's stira. How can we say it's good? Here we say it's no good. And the Gemara, ki tanya hi, vimiyushin. There are two different types of wines you can put in it. Either you can put old wine in, or you put new wine in it. Rashi, ki tanya hi, diktani l'choshchan abnei mayim. That we said this asparagus is good for the digestive system, that's not regular wine, of a vimiyayin miyushin. If you have old wine in it, then it's good. Yayin mishalishtaked, regular yayin means it's 1 year old. Miyushin shalishon means it's 3 years old wine, that's special wine, and that's good for the bnei mayim. Hestem yayin is no good for the bnei mayim. When it says the bride, so it's good, that's yayin miyushin. Kiditnan, like we learned, kainim yayin shani toyim. Somebody makes an itzin neder, he won't be toyim yayin. If you're making issa neder not to drink yayin, and you make an issa, you won't be paying anything. Shayayin kosher of neimayin, because yayin is no good for the neimayin. Is omrulay, they tell him back, You should know, you're answering upon yourself not to drink yain b'nedek, because you hold yain is no good for the heart. But we're telling you, yain miyushin is good. If you have old wine, that's good for the heart. It's good for the bnei mayin, it's good for. So v'shosik, and the person keeps quiet, so we say also b'chodesh, he's also to drink new wine, or mutter b'miyushin, he's mutter to drink old wine. Shema amina. There you see, chloraya, old wine is good for the bnei mayin. But that's just right. The person asks themselves, "Kainim yayin shani toyim." The guy made a neder not to drink wine. Shehoi kosht of neimayin, because he thought it was bad for the neimayin. And we told him, "No, you should know miyushin is good for the neimayin." So as he was shostak, he kept quiet. Plus he was masking to you, so he's muta leyayin yoshin. So Raya, this yayin is muta. Rashi, "Kainim yayin shani toyim kehegdish yofer la yayin shani toyim." Something made like an Issa Hegdish. You say this yain should be yosef to me, is, and the reason why, because he thought it was bad for bnei mayin. So we tell you back that yain miyushin is good. You're mutter to drink yain miyushin. Right, the Torah Rabbonim, shisha devarim nemru biaspargus. This type of drink, they said three things about it. Ein shoysen loisoy elokishu chai. You should only drink it when it's with raw wine. Trashi elochai yain chai sheina mozik. It means strong wine when you didn't add water into the yain yet. Umoli, make sure the case is full. Mikabla b'yamin, you should mikabla this cuss with your right hand. V'shoseya b'smel, v'shash, you drink it, only drink it with your left hand. V'yein mashich in achros, and don't talk afterwards. V'yein masikim boy, and you shouldn't be masik, strashi. A masikim boy means el shoyse b'vatachet. Don't drink it in two shots, drink it in one shot. B'vatachet, you have to drink the whole thing. V'yein masfeis, v'yein masikim boy. V'yein marzira noisoy, and don't return it. El lemisha nostanloi, only to the same waiter that gave it to you. That's the one you handed back to. It's all these halachas about the asparagus. V'roik achrav and spit afterwards. That means the juice that's in your mouth, that's liver. Make sure you spit it out. V'yein soim chinoisoi ella b'minoi. Afterwards, only eat something with the same min. Trashi v'yein soim chinoisoi lechol achrav midi miyad. Don't eat anything right after it. Only b'minoi, the same type of a min that's in, the same type of ingredients that's inside it. The first thing you should after is pas. So you see, not minoy, even pas is mutam. Lakasha. If this asparagus is made with wine, satrashi smichos lapas. If you have wine, then it's good right after to eat pas. But the shichra, if it's made with beer, then smichososai b'minoy, then you should use the minoy. What does that mean? If it's made from figs, same chai b'tainim, eat figs. If the beer is made from dates, and then eat tomorrow afterwards. So from beer, you're supposed to eat the same type of food afterwards, but if it's made with wine, then you take only bread. Bread is good. Tony Choda, one writer said about this drink of asparagus, lelayit yofa. It's good, like we had before, to the lave, and to the naim, and to the tchoyl. Leramat, that's to the bnei mayin, is kosher, it's no good. V'tanya idof leramat yofa, baker, for the bnei mayin, for the digestive system, it is good. L'alayit kosher, it's no good for lev and ayin and the tchum. L'kasha, v'obedechamra, v'obedechichra. One's made out of wine, then it's good for the lev, and one's made with shichra, then it's good for the b'nei mayin. Toni chodo, reik achra v'loike. If after you drink it, you spit out the saliva, loike, you're no good. Trashi b'chel, you get sick. V'tan yidach, another bright says, loi reik achra, if you don't spit afterwards, is loike. Like that, you're supposed to spit. If you don't spit out the saliva, then you'll be like that. More like Asha. Hope the chamra, hope the shichra. Trashi, but the chamra, la yorah. If it's made with wine, then it's better, don't spit out the saliva. If the shichra is made with beer, im la rock, if you don't spit out, mayim haboyim bepiv achrav like it. If you don't spit out the saliva that comes after this drink, then you'll be like it. Omer Ravashi, hash to the yamrit. Loi reik achrav like it. Now that you told me that if I don't spit out, it's I'll be like miyomav nizrokin afim b'fnei melech. You should know any time you're allowed to, you're supposed to spit it out. Meimav nizrokin afim b'fnei melech. The meim, if you have the saliva in your mouth, you're allowed to spit it out even though you're in front of the melech. As you're about to do a sakon, if you don't spit it out, so even b'fnei melech, there's a hetet like tuach nefesh. So as afim b'fnei melech. Your rock yah is talking. You have to spit it out and not to drink it. Right. Some we don't have this as much as these type of drinks. Amrav Yishmael, Ben Elisha, Shloisha Dvorim Fachli Suriel Sarhaponim. It's the big Malach. Suriel told me three things. Rashi Suriel, Malach Hoshiv, Love of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. There's a special Malach that's in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Masumsi Rashi at the end later brings down that Yishmael was Olam Rekia Ayudei Shem, the Braisa de Maisa Makovu. The Gemara about that, that Yishmael with the Shem of Hashem made some type of a rocket and he went up to Shemayim. So when he's up in the Shemayim, that's when this Gemara happened, he spoke to Suriel Sarhapon, he spoke to his Malach. And he told him three things. Al Tito Chalukha Bishachris Miyad Hashamish. If you have a Shamish, somebody waiting on you, don't let him give you clothing in the morning. You take the clothing yourself. Trash Al Tito Chalukha Shachris Miyad Hashamish. Ela'ata Biyat Mechotaleyu Mimokim Shusham Batabishenu. If you get yourself dressed in the morning, don't let a shamish come and bring your suit that's hanging in the closet. He should bring it to you. The morning, that's it's bad for the mazikim. And this has nothing to do with Mayim about Negovasa. Is even if the shamish washed Negovasa, still, you're not supposed to let him bring the suit to you. It's bad for the mazikim. V'yaltitel yodecho mimish loynota yodeh. Don't let somebody wash your hands Negovasa if the person that's pouring the water didn't wash Negovasa. V'yaltachse kreis asparagis elolami shenosn lecho. As we had before, that when you have this drink of asparagus, only return it to the same way that I gave it to you. Because there's a lot of shadim on these three things. So if you're not nizu with these three things, the shadim will come and be mazik you. The yam willah is talgidis shel malchei chavola. Trashi is talgidis means shein chaburis malchei chavola. There are a lot of different malchei chavola about these three things, so you should watch out for them. They're what mitzatim le'el yodim. They're waiting to catch you. V'yomim emasai yavai odom lidei echad midvarim halalu v'yukad. As one would people do one of these three things, to let the shamash give you the clothing, or to wash your hands from somebody that didn't wash negavasi yet, or from drinking this asparagus and giving back to somebody else, they'll come and be mazikim. Trashi emasai yavai odom liyodai echad midvarim halalu v'yukad. Trashi of Yishmael olam l'rikia. He went up to Shemayim Ayidei Shem. With the Shem HaMeforish, he went up to Shemayim. Got a b'raisa the Maisim HaKodah. Right, the Yomer Rebbe Shur Ben Levi. Shloisha Dvorim Sachli Malach HaMavis. He once spoke to Malach HaMavis. He told him three things. Al Tito Chalukha Shachris Miyad HaShamish. He also told him his memory. It's also bad for the Mazikim. If you let HaShamish give you your clothing in the morning, the Talmish. The Al Tito Yodcha Mimishna Noto Yodah. And don't wash Negavasa from someone that didn't wash yet. The Altamid Lefnei Hanoshim. And don't stand in front of women. The Shor Shechazeris Minameis. The Zman, they're coming back from Olavaya, or else they're coming back from the Beis HaKvaris. Don't stand in front of them when the women are coming back. Lefnei Shani Merakim. Because the Malach HaMavis is dancing by them. Obo Lefneihim. And I'm coming in front of these women right now. The Harbi Biyodi. And I have my knife in hand, my sword in my hand. And they have reshus to hurt people. V'ipoga, for tomorrow, v'ipoga, let's say you do meet up with this Isha when she's coming back from Levaya, my takante, what's the Yetzam? Is linshuf miduchta Abrahamis. Jump from your spot, move 4 hours away. V'ika nahoriach, there's a river there, lavri, jump or go over the river. V'ika dakachrinit, there's another derech, lazerbor, go the other way. Now this is some people have the meaning, when you go to Levaya and you malav the maze, a few blocks, when you walk back, they walk back a different street from the street they went. Al this Gemara. Because we're choshed that maybe you'll meet up with an Isha on the way coming back. And the Malach HaMavis is there. So the answer is go to Dark Achrina, go with a different road. Then it won't hurt if you meet up with an Isha. It's only a concern if you meet up with Isha, the same derech she went for the with Levayas Aleith, that when she's walking back, there could be there'll be a magic there. But a different derech is alright. Also, Agad is not Alocha. The Mechaber brings down something about Noi that they don't let the Noshim go to the Beis HaKvaris. Pishas to make the Levaya. Pishas to bury the Mace. Don't let Nishi go to the Beis HaKvaris. And the Zoya says the Pishatis was when they come back from the Beis HaKvaris, they're going to bring Ra, bad things to the world. So it could be a head about this Gemara. That the Malach HaMavis is with her. So she's bringing back the Malach HaMavis. And the Mashor says, what's that to say the Malach HaMavis left seat to the Isha? Because Chava, she was the first one that brought Nisa on the world. So whenever there is a mace, like the Malach HaMavis had a shtick over somebody, the Malach HaMavis chaps it to the Noshim, because they brought the Malach HaMavis here in the world. So Mela, when Isha goes to Beis HaKvaris, when she comes back, she brings back the Malach HaMavis with her. So That's why the minig, some people are knowing, they don't let the nashim go to the basic forest b'shas the bearing the mace. And later, not b'shas the mace, it's okay. Because then they don't have the resicha of the malach amavis. But b'shas the mace is here, b'shas was a mace, you shouldn't let the nashim go there. Here must be ikka daka achrina lezel. If you have another derek, go a different derek. Vihika guda, if there's a fence there, leka achura, jump over the fence, go on the other side. Viloi, if there's no eitzah and mamish, you see the isha coming back from Levaya, it leheder apay. So turn your head away, at least. For layman, say the posig, the yomu Hashem el asot, and yigu Hashem b'cho, adachalfi minay, so the noshim go away from you. Rashi here, Yekosha Bracha Birchum, Gunu Kaisa. Right. Omer Abzeira, Omer Abavua, Viyamri Lava Masti Satana, Asorah Devorim Nemru Bekosha Bracha. There are 10 things that are said in the Kosha Bracha. The what? Toyin Hadocha. You're supposed to wash out the Kais. And before you use it for benching, wash out the Kais on the outside. Ushtifa, wash it out on the inside. Chai, well, so see what that means. There should be, the wine should be chai, should be strong wine. Or else chai means the kais should be shalom, a full kais, not cracks in the kais. Or mole, it should be filled to the top. Iter, it should be a lot of kaises, well, so see. The iter, which the person himself should put his hat on before he benches. Noitlo b'shtei yodet, you should makabel the kais with two hands. V'noistlo b'min, then you put the kais in your right hand. And you pick it up off the kakra tefach. So the times of the Gemara they were lying down, it's off the kakra. As man as they were by a table, it should be picked up off the table a tefach. You're supposed to put your eyes looking into the wine, into the kais. We'll see what that means. Some say that after you guys finished benching, after you made a bar piagofin, you're supposed to send this kais to your wife. Lanche Vesai. Rashi Kaisha Brocha, Rashi Bricha Samozin. Hadoch Lashtifa Kulum Aforish Lubiyosel. Minakarka, Imagabe Karka Hasiv. If you're lying on the karka, the Imagabe Shulchan, the Vimina Shulchan. If you're eating on a table, pick it up a tefach off the table. So Matanach means Derech Durin the Kashivas. Send it to your wife, the Terez Kashivas, like a present. Leanche Vesat Rashi Lishtan. Ikris is you send your wife the drink from the Kaisha Brocha. The Sumsi Wai. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Ono Ein Lanu El Arbo Ilvad. We only have 4 halachas about the kais shavirchas amozin. Not like you said 10. We only have 4. Hadoch Shtifa. You're supposed to make sure it's washed out nicely inside and outside. Chai. Trashi Chai Shvashes Shemoizgoi V'mayim Li'achas Nosna B'kais Chai. Means first pour the wine into the kais, strong wine, and then add the water. Avolavora Chalav. When it comes to make the bracha. But to say you leave it that way, to make the bracha on strong wine, that the Mishnah says no. We're supposed to only make the bracha on yain mazuk. So if a Rashi learns that it says chayin, it means put strong wine into the kais first, and then add water into it. This man is there, we don't have this, because all our wine is not strong anymore. Halavayim, mean if we add too much more water to the wine, it won't be yaitzer altogether. Hey, they add enough water into the wine already. Science, you don't have any yaitzer of adding water into it. And you should fill the kais to the top. So tomorrow now you might as well what the first bride, what are these 10 things? Supposed to wash out the kais inside. And if you use the kais for kiddush, and then you want to use the same kais again for benching, you're supposed to rinse it out. Wash out the inside first. Wash the kais down the outside. There's also chshivas, since you would do mitzvah with this kais, so it's a chshivas to it. I tell you, washtifim v'achutz v'dachim efnin. Tirish ri dafke shein ha'kais yofet. The kais is not so nice. Means sheyesh b'shiru kaisis. You have some wine left over from before. Avle mu yofet. The kais is a new kais, a clean kais. V'laf ochi shapedami. The levinin elishye kais shabrach yofet. And there's no mitzvah v'dafke have to wash out the kais. It just means if you have a kais that you already used, so it's a little bit dirty, wash it out. If you take the new kais out of the closet, then it's alright. When you bench and the kais is filled up to the top, is nice and give you back like brochis Gvulei Mitzorim without a Gvul. I'll give you an achla, like a Yerusha without any Gvul to it. Shinemar, Omole Birkas Hashem Yom Vador Mirosha. Yab Yaisi Bebechaninu Oiner, Zoyche V'Noichol Shnei Olam. Olam Azeh V'Olam Abo. It's about you make this case Mole, the Eber should give you back also Brachas of Mole. Iter, what does it mean the Kais should be Iter? Is of Yehuda Ma'atreya B'Tamidim. I mean, he had a lot of Tamidim, he had a lot of people there, Bishaz Birchas HaMozim. Shashi Ma'atreya B'Tamidim, Tamidim Sebev V'Maisek Yishum HaBorim. He had a lot of people around him. We have Chizda Ma'ata Lehu B'Natri. Kaisis, Shashi. He gave out Kaisis to all the people around him. Another Pshat is that he let everybody have their own place. Benatli. Everybody had places. Omer Rav Chonon Uvechai. Should also be what the places should be from strong wine. Omer Rav Sheshes Uvevirchas Oris Itzah. Means first put in strong wine and let it stay there till you say the whole first Birchas Hazon. Then when you start saying Noid L'chol, when you start saying the beginning of Birchas Oretz, then Itzah, then put in water into the Yayin. We'll soon see the reason why. It's like to show that the Chshivas of the Yayin is the cause of Eretz Yisrael. So when you start saying the Birchas Oretz, then you make the wine ready to drink. So he learns what B'chai means, first put in this strong wine into the Kais, and then say Birchas Azon, and then when it comes to Birchas Oretz, you put in more water. Or Birchas Oretz, Itzah. Trasha Birchas Oretz. Then you put more water into it. So some of us from Yitakasha, it's not called moly then. You said you're supposed to have a kais moly. Here, when you first say hazon, it's not moly. So they'll learn that moly means the rest of Birchas HaMozim. At the beginning, hazon, you just have a little bit of strong wine. Then by Birchas HaRetz, you put in the rest of the water to fill it up. We have Papa Ma'atif V'Yosef. He learns Ma'atif means Rashi B'Talisfei. He put like his jacket on, he put a talus on. Ravasi Poris Sudra Reshe. Ravashi put his hat on. That's what's brought down a loss of. If you're benching on the frat with the kais, then you need to bench with a hat on. Noitla Bishtayod. He's supposed to receive the kais with two hands. Omri Vechanina Ba Papa Mike Kro. Where's the posik? Suyadechem Kodesh Avorchu Es Hashem. Eshidechem Loshen Rabbi. Venois Noitli Yamin. And then you put in your right hand. Because Alamo, the Foshim is your right hand. Omri Vechiba Rabbi. Omri Vechanin. Rishainim Shoalu. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, what's the law for Smoil? Masha Tasiyel Yamin. True, joint benching is supposed to hold in your right hand. What about if it says Smoil to hold in your right hand? Then you have your left hand to hold you up to the Messiah you. Omer Rav Ashi, Hail Rishonim Iboilu. Rishonim Kleret for Shiloh. Vula Yishit Lu, and they didn't have any secrets, they didn't know what to do. Of Azoya, not never the Chumra. We should be Machmir. Trashya, not never the Chumra. So it's a Tasiyel Smoil Yamin, Bishat Brocha. Not the